Report: Texas Trump supporter receives vicious voicemail after Joaquin Castro posts donor info. By Hannah Blow on August 9, 2019. A Texas Trump supporter reportedly received a vicious voicemail following Representative Joaquin Castro's DTX decision to publish the names and employers of Trump donors in his own San Antonio district in what appeared to be an attempt to publicly shame them. The GOP War Room posted a video featuring a threatening voicemail purportedly left on a Trump donor's phone. It follows Joaquin Castro, who serves as the chair of his brother's presidential campaign, posting the names and employers of 44 individuals who donated the maximum amount to Trump's campaign on Twitter. "I think you're a scumbag and I fucking despise everything you stand for. I am going to spread your information all over the internet," the caller states in part. Castro has defended his decision in days past, arguing that he shared information that was already readily public. However, critics argued that his move essentially called for harassment. Rep. Castro spoke to MSNBC's Joe Scarborough Wednesday morning and defended his actions. "My post was actually a lament. Many of those folks are Hispanic and they're giving their money to a guy who's running ads talking about Hispanics invading this country," he said. Julian Castro defended his brother's decision during a press gaggle in Iowa Friday, arguing that Joaquin merely posted public information. Breitbart News reported on the exchange. Castro, again, "My brother put out a list of names of people who had maxed out to the Trump campaign. That is public information. That kind of information is put out all the time. And for anybody to pretend or suggest that it's not, that's just untrue. Let me also be clear, he did not put down anybody's private information. And he did not put down their addresses, he did not put down their phone numbers. Reporter: But he singled them out." Castro: "What he did is not doxing. Anybody who understand what doxing is know that, he did not do that, all right? What he did was he put forward publicly available information that was already out there. The right wing want to make this a story because they want to pretend like in some way that's equivalent to the hate or the division that Donald Trump is fostering in this country. It is not. I guess what Donald Trump wants is he wants these donors to be secret. He doesn't want you to know who's donating to him." Reporter: "Do you know that they're donating to you, too?" Castro: "He doesn't want you to know who's donating to him because that's inconvenient for him. Maybe he believes that these people are embarrassed because they are donating to him. I was also on a list of people that gave to Castro, and if he dislikes me enough that he wants to put my name out there against Trump, I'm not going to give money to him," real estate developer Wayne Harwell told Fox News. "Obviously Castro feels pretty strongly against me," he added.